keep turning left, and you'll see the staircase if you look
uh-huh.
up.
Aha.
Okay. The staircase. Yeah, so click right at the base of the stairs.
Okay,
yeah, there
so.
It is. You should be able to click right inside, right there. That's perfect. So
wow.
kind of look around.
Wow. This is wild.
I am being transported into another world through the use of a head-mounted display, or HMD, moving about a computer-generated building created by a second-year architecture student. David Beach, assistant professor of architecture at Drury University, explains this is just one of the many innovative techniques used as part of a program where students can virtually navigate their own designs.
There's sort of a paradigm shift that's happening in architecture, both in education and in practice right now. And a lot of that shift is can be summed up in what we would refer to as capture, design, create.
Using the VR program, students can see their designs from a three-dimensional perspective. It allows them to identify possible layout problems before construction could take place. This has real implications in the architectural world, says Beach.
The other thing that's happening right now that's also equally innovative and exciting is this idea of taking digital objects and making them physical or analog objects. And that's coming about through this idea, the back end of Capture Design Creates.
Students can also build physical representations of these designs using a 3D printer. It's not just about making a model to represent a student's design, Beach says, but about achieving a broader understanding of how these practices are shaping the construction industry. He explains 3D printing is already being used for actual building construction in some countries, and learning how to apply it on a small scale gets the students familiar with the process.
So they come into our program thinking about being a prototypical architect. But when they leave our program here, if we've applied the right innovation, if we've given the right critical thinking skills, they're seeing that funnel the opposite way, that the world is full of opportunities and potential career paths for them.
Beach adds that Drury's architecture school is purposefully designed for collaboration.
If you notice, these are our main studios. There's no walls.
Mm-hmm.
There's no everything. So typically our first-year students are here, third-year and fourth-year students are here, and so every day they come up the stairs and then walk past first year. And our second-year students are right. So there's this sort of immediate collaboration.
Innovation and collaboration can be found in many departments around campus.
So from macro-size construction to molecular construction, that's what we are shifting to now.
That's Dr. Manhuri Manpati, assistant professor of chemistry at Drury University. Manpati uses guided labs to immerse her students in the subject of biochemistry. Her guided lab encourages students to engage in the learning process. Instead of simply memorizing, testing, and following instructions, students are able to propose an idea.
I like to give them a big project, right? And then each set of students can pick the chemicals they like. So first we start by discussing the reaction they are going to do, and the goal is to make new molecules or already known molecules that can have potentially anti-cancer or antibacterial activity.
Manpati says she wants to provide the right tools so that students can come to their own conclusions. Students not only learn the technical skills, explains Manpati, but also how to collaborate, use critical thinking, and become leaders.
I feel like they don't forget. It's not like, oh, I have to be there for 3 hours, I did something. No, it's like an exercise where you are trying to learn, teach yourself, which is what we want for our future generation to be.
The upper level credits have, quote, exploded, explains Manpati, as students typically stay beyond their required number, returning the following semester to continue work on their developing projects.
Even in the beginning of my undergraduate career, I didn't think I really wanted to do research, but I hadn't done a whole lot of it before. So until I really did it, don't say it's not for you until you've actually done it.
I didn't really know that I would come to like research this much. One of two things could happen. Either you love it or you wouldn't, and in either case you would know what to do with your life.
This is a good opportunity for students to not only gain valuable skills for future research, but also to contribute to the field of cytotoxic natural chemicals. It's pretty hard to study that at a university, so I started research so I could get a foundation.
That was Jeremy Ryan, a recent graduate, followed by senior Dhruv Sudhapara and junior Lena Hammaker. Each is in Springfield this summer exploring the effects of natural plant extracts and the ability to affect anti-cancer properties. Ryan started his college career focused on pre-med but switched to research after developing a passion for the field. Sudhapara plans to enter medical school, and he was able to present some of his past research findings at a national conference last year. Hammaker says she is working toward an internship with Cancer Research of the Ozarks. The old days of lecture, note-taking, and testing simply don't cut it, says Beth Harville, Dean of Natural and Mathematical Sciences at Drury.
There's lots of information now about how the brain functions and how the brain learns and how we can help students to better learn information and apply information.
Innovations come in many forms, she says, and teachings are developed around how students learn and applied in numerous ways around campus. One common denominator seems to be that no matter what the subject, making students an active part of the process seems to forge lasting connections. For KSMU's Sense of Community, I'm Teresa Bettman.